This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, medical doctor. And if you'd like to contact Dr. Shuley's office in Springfield, Missouri, and set up an appointment, either telecommunications, you know, Zoom, Skype, telephone, or in person, the telephone number for his office, not the telephone number for this broadcast, but his office in Springfield is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Website, if you'd like to buy your vitamins, minerals, supplements, etc. from his website, the way I remember it is normshealy.com, normshealy.com, as in Dr. Norm Shealy, normshealy.com. I just have a couple quick comments about these 55-gallon barrels, these plastic blue in color plastic barrels that I bought with the that had my son pick up. I don't believe that whoever scrubbed them out before, that's not good enough for me, because I don't know who they are and I don't know what they did and I didn't see it. So what I do is, after I put let's say 5 gallons of water in them, after I've rinsed them and drained them, then I'll put 5 gallons of water in them. I'll put some detergent, small amount of hand washing dish detergent in there, put the bungs on them, put them in the back of my pickup truck, strap them down horizontally, not vertically, horizontally, so water will slosh everywhere. Then I take them for a ride down the dirt road, and they slosh that water everywhere. Then I take them back home, park them on a hill, and I rinse them again and again and again and again and again until there's absolutely no trace of detergent left. And then I will stand them up and put about 1 teaspoon of chlorine, regular chlorine bleach, in them after I've added, you know, several gallons more of water, and then take them for a ride. And so what happens is the detergent scrubs out any crud that may be in there. The chlorine will then kill any biologicals that are living in there, and I'll leave that chlorine, just a very small amount, like a teaspoon of chlorine in there with the caps on, you know, the bung caps on, for weeks, and make sure that I've killed everything. Then outside, I can, you know, hold my breath, open up those bungs, and then volatilize the chlorine, and then I can pour it in our gravel driveway where it won't kill, you know, any of the grass, and then rinse it again and again and again. So that's my method. Dr. Shuley, any comments about that?
Well, it sounds good and effective. I think the bottom line, as I see it, Vic, I don't see how, in the case of a true week or long emergency with the internet, let's say, going down, the whole electric grid going down, I don't see how most people will survive. I don't see any possibility.
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you, and I really didn't want to say it exactly that way. I said about a month. You know, if the grid goes down for a month, the water supply absolutely is going to stop. There's no question about that. But it'll probably stop even sooner. As I mentioned, the diesel generators will probably be out of fuel in a week at the water treatment plants. So, Arjun, I have a recommendation for you, and it's going to cost money. And by the way, let me ask Dr. Shuley a question. And if you don't want to answer this, Dr. Shuley, don't, if you feel that this is private. I don't mean it to be that, but it took us on this farm, after, let's say, 20 years on a previous farm, It took the 20 previous years to learn a little bit about farming, and then it took us another 16 years in Missouri to learn a little bit more about farming and preparedness to get to the point where we are. And it does not happen by magic. It is, it's difficult. It takes a lot of thought, right, to get. So how long has it taken you to get your farm to where you are? Meaning, you know, where it is with your level of preparedness. How long has that taken? Did I lose you, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
My question was, if you choose to answer this, and if you feel an invasion.
I think I would say it took us 5 years.
Okay.
To be where we were pretty good.
Okay. Well, you're much faster than we are. So, class, seriously, if you think that you're going to buy a farm and it's going to be you're going to be good tomorrow, that's not the case. That is not the case. It takes
after.
A lot of
the month after
or the year after. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of planning. And if you think I'm kidding, you just go to some of these farms that they bang out quickly, and you look at how they've laid them out. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. It's not efficient. It's not designed for the minimum distance between buildings. It's just all wrong. And you'll see that. So, Arjun, I have a recommendation for you for water. While you have water now, and it's just you, right? So why don't you consider buying several of these 55-gallon drums while you still have water coming out of the faucet? And follow that procedure that we talked about here on this broadcast about cleaning them out. Make sure that they only had food-grade items in them, like syrup for soda, that kind of thing. And you can rinse them out, and then you can store water inside. That's one thing. Another way of doing it is if you buy what's called an IBC. IBC. They're called totes. They are a rectangular. They're like a cube. They come in two sizes. One is 275-gallon size, and the other is 330. And they are, they're literally a cube, and they have a steel cage around them, and they have a milk-colored plastic box, which is the container. And for less than $100, you can buy one of these. And if you get a 275-gallon size, you can fill it 90% full, 90. And measure or do the arithmetic, 275 gallons roughly. This thing, it's going to take two people to lift it, but two people can lift it. And you can put it in place, and you can fill it with water. But raise it up so that the water spigot on the bottom, you can get water out of, you know, into whatever you want to pour the water into next. And for less than $100, you'll have a container of 275 gallons or 330 gallons. That's my recommendation for you and for everyone else who wants to have safe, potable water. Any comments about those, Dr. Shealy?
Right on.
Okay. Arjun, I've got Ken in Florida on. Is there anything else that you want to say quickly?
Thank you very much.
Okay. And I applaud you. I applaud you for taking the leap and preparing for yourself. And we'll have to have you on and where you can just tell us exactly what this is like. But let me ask you very quickly. Was this frightening for you to leave the big city in New Jersey to go out to where there are very few people in West Virginia? Was it a little frightening?
Oh, but actually, it's actually, you know, like God, wherever he takes you, you know. So it's just like that.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up.
Wherever,
I didn't.
I was saying that wherever God takes you, you know, like he takes you. So
right.
It's just that, like, so there is no fear at all. Yeah.
Okay. Well, where God took us when we bought our first farm was to where it was really, really dark. You know, they used to have lights on the streets and all that, and then we moved to our first farm, and at night nobody turned on the lights because there weren't any lights, and that was a really. So, Dr. Shealy, when you drive down your driveway. It's just like when we drive down our driveway at night. There are no lights on our driveway, right? If you don't have your headlights on your vehicle, you're not going to see where you're going. Okay, Arjun, thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to your next call. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, mate.
All right, that was Arjun. Ken in Florida, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning. Yeah. Are you bliss today?
You bet. You bet.
I'm bliss thanks to Dr. Shealy.
Well, okay, so what was your reaction to bliss?
Oh, I've been on it for 12 days now, and I'm getting better.
I got to tell you.
That and the PEM device.
I can hear a bounce in your step.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you know, you sound bubbly, you sound happy, and have you found that that's the reaction to bliss?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear it. Dr. Shealy, I'm sure you can hear it.
Yeah,
the PEM device.
Okay, so how are you using PEMF? How do you use that?
I use it all over my body. I put it on my head, I put it on my neck, I put it on my shoulder, I put it over my heart.
Well, okay. Dr. Shealy, any questions? Do you have any questions, Dr. Shealy?
Well, that's the way I use it. You know, I sit in my office with it around my low back all day, and I actually sleep with it on my chest most of the night. So I get probably 16 hours a day using it one way or another.
And my sister made a pouch so I could strap it to me. She's sewing a pouch on a T-shirt so I could sleep on it all night long.
Well, I use mine for hours a day, and I got to tell you, I believe it absolutely positively works.
Oh, it's made a big difference in me. I'm very thankful for that.
What about relaxation? How long does it when? If you were to sit in a lazy boy type chair, you know, a recliner, and if you were to put that on your chest, so it would, part of the coil would cover your heart, the rest would go down toward your stomach. How long would you say it takes you to get relaxed when you do that?
Oh, a couple minutes now.
Okay. That's right. That's right. And that's how long it takes me. A couple minutes. And I'm not talking like 15. I'm talking a couple. That would be two.
Yep.
Absolutely right. Did you have any other questions, Ken, about preparedness? I see that on the screen here, the call screen says you want to talk about wood stove.
Yes, I installed one last fall, a Vermont American wood burning stove. And positioning it in the house is the biggest thing. And what I learned after installing mine is you want it close to the door so you don't track all the wood in and out. And DuraVent makes four different kits for through the wall, through a vaulted ceiling, through a mobile home, and through a regular home. They average from $160 to $300-something. And getting the right kit is important. And positioning the stove far enough away from the wall so you're not too close to the wall, or if you're close for the position in the that stack. Oh, Samosa coming up.
Yeah, you know, there's no, you know, there are plenty of shortages, but not of commercials. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy and Ken. And we're talking about wood stove. And here's some things that you really need to know about installing wood stove so you don't burn your house down. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shewin's with us, and we're talking about preparedness, and we've been talking about water and wood stoves. And Ken, you, I believe you mentioned Vermont American. Did you mean Vermont Castings?
Yes.
Okay, because Vermont American is a tool company. Vermont Castings
is a
cast iron wood stove manufacturer. Okay, so I know that they make a really fine wood stove. And back in the 70s, they were really expensive, like $750 for an American-made Vermont Casting wood stove. Now, that same wood stove is $4,000 just for the stove. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes. Well, I got mine on Craigslist for $1,200.
And what color is it? Or is the cast iron?
It's kind of like charcoal gray.
Okay, so it's a porcelainized wood stove.
Yes. And it'll get
That's top of the line. That's the best you can.
Yeah, well, I went with the older one because all the newer ones were twice the price and not as heavy. This thing weighs 200 pounds.
Dr. Shuley, that particular... Yeah, this particular wood stove that he has is the best you can get in its class. It's a work of art, and it's really, really functional. So you can look up Vermont Castings, Vermont Space Castings wood stove. And I know they're outstanding. And the interesting thing is that wood stove, when you bought it, you probably paid more than the guy who bought it originally. But if you were to buy the new version, it would cost three times or more than what you paid for it, right?
Oh, yeah. Plus, I got AC to ceramic coated pipe with it and three sections of double wall stainless steel pipe.
You know, $1,200 seems like an enormous amount. Yeah, $1,200 seems like an enormous amount of money for that, but in reality, you got a great deal, a fabulous deal. I congratulate you. That's wonderful. So, do you have any recommendations for Dr. Shealy in terms of placement of the wood stuff? You mentioned near the door because you're going to be carrying in tons and tons of wood. That's true. But what about placement so that you don't set your house on fire?
The one I got, the original owner had the measurements, how far it needs to be away from the wall. But where my roof trusses were, I had to move it back. I had to move it out another foot and a half to go between the roof joists. And what you can do then, also, if you want a heat sink in the back of the stove, you can use ceramic tile. Go up about 3 or 4 foot or even all the way to the ceiling if you wanted with ceramic tile. That'll act also as a heat sink to hold heat into the room. And I raised mine up.
Okay. When I installed our first wood stove back in the late 70s, it was a cast iron Franklin wood stove. It looked similar. It wasn't quite as good as the one you bought, but it was made in America. And I took regular bricks, red bricks, and I nailed some, this was in an old Victorian farmhouse, so I nailed some chicken wire to the floor. And so the chicken wire wouldn't move. And then I nailed some chicken wire to the studs on a plaster. I put sheetrock on the walls. I ripped the plaster off, put sheetrock on the walls. And then I nailed some chicken wire to that. And then I laid the bricks on the floor, so I made a fireproof floor. Probably, I'm thinking 2 feet out in all directions from the base of the wood stove. And then I went up about 5 feet and put it in the corner. So easily maybe 24 inches from the wall and each corner of the wall, and then up 5 feet. So I had a fireproof or fire-resistant heat sink on the floor and two walls. And that's the way I did it. And the flue pipe went up and then turned horizontally and went through a thimble in the wall, which was a terracotta pipe, insulated, and out through a masonry chimney. That's the way I did it. But you can do it lots of ways. But no matter what way you do it, I think it's going to be more expensive than you might think, Class. Would you like to comment on that, Ken?
Sure. You want me to hold after the break, or...
Well, I'd like you to say it very quickly as soon as we come back, if you can do that. And thanks for being with us and sharing. Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back with Dr. Shealy and Ken.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Finding the true cause of COVID-19 is the only way to be stronger from the pandemic. Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News, now is the time for President Biden to put pressure on stonewalling China.
President Biden has an opportunity also to bring other countries and bring allies on board and the international community on board to ask for an investigation and information from the laboratory that we do not have, because this is important. It's important for public health, not only here in the United States, but also abroad.
Bob Moses, a civil rights activist, died Sunday.
We, the people who have the responsibility to keep the Constitution as a live document.
Moses was 86. He played pivotal roles in voter registration drives and sit-ins during the 1960s. An educator, he taught school for several years in Tanzania, Africa. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The COVID Origins Forum in Congress seems to be a partisan study group by the GOP. Iowa Congresswoman Republican Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News the Democrats told her they were doing their own investigation.
Well, as a committee, we have asked repeatedly for there to be an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. And even back in April, at one of our committee meetings with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky of the CDC, we asked this question again of the chair, and one of the other members had said that they were looking at doing an investigation through the Science and Technology Committee. As you know, we still have yet to have any notice that there will be an investigation, and so I think rightfully we used the powers of oversight that we have in Congress, and we convened a hearing. Unfortunately, none of the Democrats attended that hearing, but the expert testimony from the witnesses was quite profound, quite significant, and I think as they said, and I would tend to agree, that that this virus came from the laboratory, whether it was a leak, whether it was accidental, whether it was an intentional, whether it was man-made, or whether it was a virus that they brought into the laboratory and then worked through gain-of-function research to enhance its human-to-human transmission and also its virulence or pathogenicity, that occurred in the laboratory and it leaked from the laboratory. So I think that right now, all the credible scientific information looks like it was, a leak from a laboratory, and it was not of zoonotic origin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuler's with us. Class, if you'd like to call his office and make an appointment to talk with Dr. Shuler, either in person or via telecommunications, Skype, etc., telephone, Zoom. 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. Ken in Florida has joined us via telephone. We're talking about wood stove stoves. Ken, you used, I believe, you said DuraVent. And yes. I wanted to make a comment to our class about some of these stovepipes. And we're talking about metal stovepipes. So coming out of the wood stove, you've got this metal pipe. Typically, it's black. Sometimes it's porcelainized. Sometimes it's stainless steel. But no matter what it is, the temperature that that pipe will reach will typically be in the 500 degree Fahrenheit range. That's enough to cause a fire, especially if it goes over 500 degrees. And so you need to be very, very careful how you install your wood stove. And some of the piping that you can buy is insulated. Some of it has air gaps. It might be three walls thickness of pipe, metal pipe, so that the air acts as an insulator. Some of it has fiberglass insulation. So you need to do your research and get the right kind for your application. But remember this. Anytime you put a hole in the roof, it's going to leak. It's just a question of when. Seriously, anytime you put a hole in the roof, whether it's for a masonry chimney or a stainless steel chimney or whatever it is, it's going to leak. A skylight, it's going to leak. It's just a question of when. Even a whole house attic ceiling fan that is cut into your roof. So you're going to have a leak. Just a question of when. Back to you, Ken. Any comments about the wood stove?
Sourcing the materials, I went to Tractor Supply and I ordered the kit, and it got lost from Macon, Georgia to Florida here, and they had to refund my money. I couldn't find another one within 400 miles of the kit, and I finally found one on eBay, and it came out of New Jersey. So sourcing the materials, yeah. Even the local chimney stores around here didn't have the kit to go through the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was
and how long have you been
using? I used it last fall.
When?
I put it in December last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was during
and
the plan.
How has
shut down?
Yeah. How has your utility bill changed since you added that wood stove?
Well, I've only been in this place a year, and that was I just used that for heat last year. Is all I used it for. Because
mm-hmm.
I got 2.5 okay. acres of woods, and that's all I did uh-huh. was pick up wood off the land, and that's what I burned.
Okay. And did you have enough?
Yes.
Okay.
And I got two cords.
My dad used to.
For this year.
Good. And make sure it's seasoned for 6 to 9 months, you know, in the sun, but keep rain off it, and it'll be great. And hardwoods, of course, have more BTUs than softwoods. My dad used to say that wood heats twice, once when you cut it, once when you burn it. I think it heats like five times, once when you cut it, once when you load it, once when you stack it, once when you bring it into the house, and once when you burn it.
Yes,
at least.
Sir.
And,
it may be for physical conditioning.
Yeah, yeah. So the Bliss, the PEMF, and the chainsaw, the wood stove, it's all good stuff. And wood, you know, here's a question for Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, it is so pleasant to sit around a cast iron wood stove. It's a different kind of heat. It seems to, the heat rays seem to travel through the cast iron into your body, and it warms you a different way from the baseboard wood heat. Do you have any comments about that?
There's no question about it. I do bask in front of our cast iron stove that's in our fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Right. It seems like... Yeah.
I took the whole chicken in a cast iron Dutch oven several times.
Very good. Ken, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your experience with us here at USA Prepares.
You're welcome, and thank you all.
Well, and I'm so glad you've had the same results that Dr. Shealy has, the same results that I've had with the PEMF device and Bliss. And thank you for sharing that.
Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless y'all.
Hey.
God bless you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Wasn't that wonderful? He has the same exact results that we have, and he shared them with us. Dr. Shealy, you know, we've been talking for an hour and 40 minutes, roughly, on preparedness. We had 50 items to talk about. We got through one and a quarter. it's a big project to become prepared. It takes a really, really long time. Did you have any other thoughts about preparedness that you wanted to go through, Dr. Shealy?
No, I think everybody needs to sit down and think very carefully about how they will react to any emergency, any and all. So that leaves me the question I would like to ask you, Vince. What are you going to do when they knock on your door to try to give you a vaccine?
Well, okay. I have thought long and hard about this. In the middle of the night, I wake up and I look around the ceiling, and I've been thinking about this for a very long time. Not just weeks, months, but years. Literally years. Maybe a decade. And my thought is that why would the government not come door to door? And I keep asking myself, you've heard the term, what would Jesus do? Well, there's a modification to that that I've made, and that is, what would the king do? K-I-N-G. And so if a king... And you know, it's not, I'm not being blasphemous. What I'm just saying is, you know, if there's a king, and the king could be the mayor, the king could be the governor, the king could be the CEO of USA, the king could be Prince Charles one day. Or what would the queen do? Would the queen want to hop off the throne? I mean, all of that fame and fortune and all those people and servants and the castles, would they want to give that up to be one of us? And the answer is no. So what would they do to keep their position? Anything they had to do, including murder, mayhem, starting wars, all of those things, rioting, whatever it is that they had to do, I believe they would do. So that leads us to, if they wanted to kill a bunch of us and give us vaccines, they would. So how would I respond? Well, the answer is, I would respond to someone coming to my door as if they wanted to shoot me. Because the vaccine could be quick. It could be, it could be cyanide. It could be hemlock. It could be something else, something innocuous. I don't know. But if someone's coming at me with a hypodermic needle or with handcuffs saying, we're going to take you out to the hypodermic needle, I would respond as if my life were in danger and that were a deadly threat, and I would respond accordingly. Probably, it'd be a real short discussion. Actually, might even not have any words in that discussion. But I would probably respond with lead. That's how I would feel. I would feel that my life has been threatened or my family's lives have been threatened. Any comments about that, Dr. Shealy?
I'm with you all the way, Big Blue.
You know, I don't want to do that. But, you know, if someone commits trespass, comes on our farm, hops the gate that's locked, and says, we've got a present for you, and it's a liquid in a syringe, or all you have to do is, it's not so bad, all you have to do is we have one of these rescue inhalers, and it's going to give you the inoculation, you know, orally. All you have to do is take one or two puffs, and we're done, and we'll go home and leave you alone. I would consider that a threat, because I don't know who these people are. I don't, you know, just because they have a badge or a costume, I don't know who they are, and I don't trust them. It's as simple as that. I don't even trust Johnson & Johnson, and I know you don't as well, or I believe you don't. Those are the guys that made talcum powder that had asbestos in it that have given people cancer. You know, just sprinkle this on your little baby's bottom and rub it in, and boy, isn't that great. And then you inhale it while you do it, and you get cancer. So I don't trust J&J. I don't trust Pfizer. I don't trust Moderna. I don't trust any corporation. So that any comments about what I just said?
I totally agree.
Okay, so you're not going to take it either.
Corporate greed.
All right. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, I could actually, if someone were to bet me, what would be David's first words calling in, and I had a choice of words, I could win that bet every time. Hey, how you doing? Welcome, yeah. David. It's great to hear your voice.
Well, I've been through a lot. So, anyways, I was recently I had to do emergency surgery in the hospital about a week or so ago. They did the whole COVID testing, which they tried to misinform me about, which it was interesting. But I took vitamin D for 3 days in a row after I got out, just to boost my system up. The one 500 or 50,000 I used, was that enough?
Yes.
Okay, because I just did it for 3 days in a row.
Yeah, actually, if I were doing it as a threat, if you will, I would take 150,000 3 days in a row.
Now that, and that's what I was wondering about, because I tried to call in last Monday, but I guess you guys were busy. Plus, my phone kept going down again. Anyways, so now how long should I wait? Should I wait a week or so if I do the 3 days in a row of the 150, or should I just blow it off?
After 150,000 3 days in a row, then I would go back to my regular use of it, 50,000 a week.
Okay, right. But my question is how long should I wait, since just this last week I did the one extra pill 3 days in a row. Should I wait a while before I do it to how much you said suggested?
Well, I think at this point I wouldn't take any more until I go back to my regular schedule.
Okay. Because that's all I took extra of. It was interesting because they did the COVID test for me when I was there, but then the nurse was trying to explain to me that the only way to take and test for COVID is the nasal swab. There's no other way to check to see if you have it. And I'm like, well, that's not true. And she really got irate about it, but the doctors had to come back in and explain to me, no, she was wrong. You know, I said, well, why can't you just be honest about this stuff? That's all I want. You know.
David, I have a quick comment. Yeah. I'd like to hear Dr. Shealy's response to this, if it would be okay with Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, I've been finding out in the last several years that nurses are saying things as if they are knowledgeable and as if the information that they're providing is factual, when in many cases they are absolutely dead wrong. Are you hearing that in your circles as well?
Absolutely. Unequivocal.
What I'm talking about, class, is people in nurses' uniforms who are incompetent. That's what I'm talking about. David, please hold. We'll be right back.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Class, let me give you his website very quickly. NormSheely.com, NormSheely.com. And I suggest you do what I do. I suggest you consider getting his youth formula. This is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. I've got his youth formula right here in the studio. I have his Dr. Shealy's essentials right in the studio. I buy them from Dr. Shealy, and I suggest you consider that as an absolute minimum. Also vitamin D3. And you can go to Dr. Shealy's website and you can search on Optimal Health and you will find a wealth of information. You can sign up for his free newsletter and you will get information for free on things you ought to consider. David, back to you. I have one last thing I wanted to say, but after you, David.
That same thing you brought up about these nurses, they're just, and if you question them, they get very upset. And we were there at the new place in St. Louis, and we did not see not one coronavirus patient anywhere. I was there overnight. You know, we didn't, you know, see anything. It's pretty much dead, to be honest with you.
Well, I've seen hospital parking lots, and I'm seeing the same kind of thing. However, at the same time, the news, the media is reporting that in Kansas City, Missouri, hospitals are not accepting patients because they are overwhelmed. So it's really hard to figure out what's going on. Maybe it's regional, maybe it's misinformation, maybe it's disinformation, maybe it's true. And as Dr. Shealy has suggested that we all consider, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shealy, that you have to do your own research because we can't trust anything in the media. Whether it be the alternative media, mainstream media, nothing. Is that correct, Dr. Shealy? Am I saying that right?
Absolutely. Nonsense galore.
Okay. I had a question that I wanted to ask Dr. Shealy, class, and David. So I'm hearing and reading that it's possible for the virus particle to attach itself to a smoke particle and travel from west to east. And it seems to be that that might be the case with an increase in reporting of coronavirus victims, if you will, that it's traveling. And it has not been determined whether, well, it's because there's smoke and people are staying inside and they're clustered, you know, with people who may be infected, or whether it's because the virus is attaching itself, hopping on, if you will, for a ride on the smoke. Dr. Shealy, have you any thoughts, insight about that? Virus is hopping on smoke.
I think the entire situation for the last year and a half has been the greatest nonsense in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that's possible that this could happen or not? Or is that something we don't need to worry about?
It is possible. However, I don't trust anything in the media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so now 17 months later, we're hearing what we said on day one right here at USA Prepares. Day one, we said this was a bioweapon. It either got out by accident or it was intentional, and it came from China, and we may have been involved, the United States may have been involved in this Wuhan escape of the virus. And I believe it was a bioweapon designed to kill people and to destroy the economies and upset normal course of events in commerce, etc. And it's done a great job in doing that. So now the question is, why in the heck have we not blockaded every single product from China? Why has the United States allowed the importation of anything from China? Why? Why haven't we fired up our factories?
We are beyond stupid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't get any more stupid than we have been.
And it doesn't matter. Your government, class, your government has allowed the importation of Chinese products which have destroyed the American factory. If you want to buy a rubber hose or a vinyl hose for a compressor, an air compressor, it's coming from China. If you want to buy a fitting, if you want to buy a bearing, if you want to buy an alternator, if you want to buy a water pump, brake pads, brake caliper, it doesn't matter what it is, it has Chinese content in it. Why would you allow that? Why? Well, you have. So the answer is what we've been saying for as long as we've been on the air. Never reelect anyone. I don't care whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or anybody else. Never re-elect anyone because they are all part of the problem. They're all compromised. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Right on. All the
David,
way.
David, any comments?
No, except for the fact that it's getting to us somehow. It's got to be coming through shipping or supplies.
What? You mean the virus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting it somehow when you got people that are isolated.
Well, maybe that's smoke.
Yeah.
And smoke is real small. And it's a great carrier. And if the smoke occludes the sun rays, which is occluding the ultraviolet rays, that the virus can survive longer while airborne. Dr. Shealy, David, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.